Today, CA is also not about looking at just the balance sheet. It's about looking at strategic planning, looking at creating value for the organization. And that is something which really helped in the last 4-5 years.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Rajat Agarwal, the CEO of Barista Coffee Company. Hello Rajat, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Choosing a career path can be amongst life's most crucial decisions. What do you think about this?
I cannot say that it was something which was something I would have thought when I started my journey. So I'm sure that all the viewers here, everybody has a career to aspire for, and everybody thinks through that how do one really look at growing the career in long run. I was, again, if I were to kind of relate 15 years back, I would have been that audience sitting across the table and then thinking it through. And that's how I also started my journey into the professional career. It was a very important decision to take coming out from a small town of Kanpur, where the synergies and in terms of the various options which you can do post-schools were very limited. And that's how the journey kind of to prosper and pursue the course of Chartered Accountancy came in. There were a few members in the family which had done CA in past, and there was always, CA was an aspirational course at that point of time. I took commerce as a field from grade 11, and that's how this entire concept of looking at CA as a career kind of kicked in. And 2005 is when I qualified. When you come from a small town, I'm sure a lot of people can relate here, that the career choices are limited and you're always destined to do a particular course. Most of the viewers may relate to the story, and they would have any which way experienced this in their growth journeys and in their career planning as well, that you have very limited set of options. Today, the world has really evolved. If I were to say what it was in 2004-05 when we were planning our set of journeys versus what it is today, the world has changed largely thanks to the digitization of everything. Everything is pretty much available even in the remotest of towns today, which was not the case even that point of time when I looked at the first real engagement with a laptop for me was in 2005 or 2006 when I started my journey with EY. So you can relate to the family and the middle class family which I came from. That in 2006 is when I kind of started working on the laptop, which is an alien word to use today, because everybody kind of relates. Even the kid going to school today can relate to the subject of laptop. So that's how the journey started for me. Brought up in a middle class family, there was always a certain level of career aspirations which parents also had, that their kid has to create a certain value for the entire family as an opportunity, and that's what really gave me that desired confidence to look at kind of pursuing this on a very serious note when I started my journey of CA. I'm sure a lot of people in this viewers would also be in their journey of their chartered accountancy. 2002 is when I started my foundation course. That point of time, the CA course was typically a 3-4 year course. And I started my foundation in 2002, if I currently remember. And I qualified that in three and a half years, which was about 2005, which also included a fair bit of internship period as well. So that three and a half years of journey, kind of coming out of the kid from school and looking at parallelly working around in a professional course, really teaches you a lot, because that's when you start engaging with the world. And that's what typically happened to us as well. So post my qualification in 2005, EY in Bangalore was my first career choice. I joined EY, if I correctly remember, in 2006. I was there part of their assurance practice, spent about 2 years with them. And it was again, as I said, touched upon earlier as well, that the real engagement to a laptop started for me in 2006. So that 2 years was any which way very intriguing. Really getting to know the real world. What is competition all about? What a multinational culture is all about? That was pretty alien to me sitting out of Kanpur. So that again was something really created that fire that if I have come out till here, I can really make it big. Though I can it would be false to say that anywhere there was a mindset to maybe become a CEO of any business at a certain point of time, because I started with a consultancy firm, which is largely a partner-driven environment. CEO is any which ways was a very far-fetched concept, or maybe even a thought to have at that point of time when I started my career. So spent good 2 years, there's a lot of learning, and something which has really imbibed and helped me grow till now is the continuous learning curve and that hunger to learn, because I'm sure that a lot of viewers who are listening to this show, something which has to be with you in your entire career path is the respect of learning from others. So I think today, it's even today, that has not gone till today.
Patience teaches us to value effort and not just success. Because in today's world, we often mistake success to be something that can be attained with growth hacking in the short term. What's your opinion on this, and what's your idea of finding happiness, albeit patiently?
Adaptability in an organization, and that is not a function which happens immediately. It is something which kind of happens over time. You will develop that network over time. You will develop that confidence of working over time. Your peer group or your senior management would get that desired confidence over time. It will not happen overnight. So I think in today's DNA, when I were to look at a lot of candidates who come from college, whom we go for campus interviews, the willingness to learn is secondary to they want to do a lot of things in a short span of time. So what I'm saying is that when you are looking at long-term career building, you have to take a bit of a long-term view. You have to be more stable. Things will happen. Things will do fall in place. The only thing is you have to give time to each of those aspects to fall in place. It will not fall in place overnight. I'm not commenting about maybe 1 or 2% of population which is into that category. But largely, if I were to kind of put myself into that shoe, it didn't happen overnight. It was something which was a function, which was a gradual process.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. Rajat, can you take us through the growth trajectory of the company and the various interventions you made to help this process along?
So when we took over the business of Arista in 2014, it needed a lot of transformational steps. And a very important aspect in terms of building a long-term business is to take the employees together. And that's precisely what our focus was. One was to build the organization, because whenever an organization is up for sale, a lot of senior management is always on a sticky wicket, and that is something which we kind of gradually got all of them in place. Very important aspect was to look at retaining and managing the existing set of employees, giving them that additional comfort that we are here for long run. We're here to create value to the organization, and everybody is secured in terms of the profiles they are doing. And that is something which, again, as a person, as an individual, it was something which was a learning which I've never done in my career. And that because I've never took over an organization and then start integrating that with a certain ecosystem. I was always on the advisory side. And that again, to kind of really manage and handhold and operate a business, which was short of senior management. And when an organization is short of senior management, you can't say that you are a finance professional. Then you have to maybe look at putting your common sense to manage various sets of organizations, be it your HR, be it your finance structure, be it your operations, business development. It's all about handholding the organization and then taking them together. So that was one, again, an important learning in terms of long-term career building. So the 2 years of initial deep dive was more to look at setting the organization, looking at what all transformational steps we can take to really transform the business. So initial 2 years, when I was looking at business, which was largely managing finance, and then we, in the process, also got a lot of teams around. And I was directly reporting to the promoter group. I was the guy who was playing the mediator role between the business and the investor. So I think that was a very important and intriguing 2 years of my journey in terms of really career building. And that's where I thought that there is something more I can do from a business opportunity creation. And that's where I spoke to some of the senior colleagues who I'm working with in terms of promoter group, that if I get more responsibility around managing business, because till that time, initial 1 or 2 years was largely around finance and managing the system, but to look at maybe taking 1 or 2 verticals of the business and then maybe looking at giving it a shot in terms of running the business. So the first thing which happened to me was one new vertical which we started that point of time was franchisee business development. And the idea was to really grow the business. We were active in the market at that point of time when we took over the business in 2014. It was about 150 stores which we were operating in about 23 or 24 cities, if I recall it correctly, versus the inventory today, which is about 350 stores in about 100 plus cities. So again, coming back to 2016-17, when I got this opportunity to look at handling a certain segment, leading a certain segment, where there was a team, and that so happened that one of the existing members who was leading that vertical stepped out, and instead of getting a new fresh energy or new guy to lead, I started leading that business. I looked at reshuffling some of the organizational members, which I thought can be good from a business development perspective. And we put together a small team, started business development, putting together certain structure, putting together certain thoughts, and all my learnings in terms of really creating something which is value and of substance from a long run. That was something which was done, curated a small team. And today, if you were to see, we've not only grown as a business, franchisee today is a very important part of our DNA.
As someone who has amassed so many years of experience, can you share a few of your learnings with our audience?
One important aspect which I worked around with the team was in terms of managing and creating avenues for incremental business. Another was to look at how do we manage our cost better than what we were managing, looking at creating more opportunities for our employees to prosper. And also as a team, one important aspect as a leader is taking the team together and giving them the right and opportunity for them to outshine as a leader. Because as a leader, it's very important that it is always a team play. And that is something which I've learned in my financial consulting. Because consulting, you can't really function as one. One independent member really cannot transform or do anything. It is all about team. And that is something which we have imbibed well. Personally, I've imbibed well. And that is something which is I have implemented where we need to grow the organization holistically. And that can only happen when the others are also in the organization growing at a certain pace to the pace you are growing. You may be the CEO of the business today, but end of the day, it's very important that whether the other business guys who are they also aligned to the long-term value and they're also growing in their career path.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.